You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train.
Hi guys, this is Connor and welcome back to Open Language.
And this is Tara. And today we have an elementary lesson.
Mm-hmm. So we know Subway, the restaurant, is really popular all over the world.
Right. It's a healthy alternative for lunch.
It can be healthy. So have you ever ordered a sandwich in Subway?
I don't like Subway.
Oh, I used to love it. Sometimes I still get it. But it can be a little confusing when you're ordering.
So many choices, yeah. So this lesson will kind of help us with some of the vocabulary we need to order a sandwich.
So today we have a dialogue for you. It's happening in a Subway restaurant. Let's take a listen twice and then we'll talk about it.
Excellent.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. What can I get started for you?
I'd like a 6-inch BLT, please.
Okay. Would you like it on multigrain or white bread?
I'd like multigrain and toasted, please.
And would you like cheddar, Swiss, or mozzarella cheese?
Oh, I'll have cheddar, please.
Great. What veggies would you like?
I'll have the works, please.
Okay. And finally, what sauce would you like?
Which sauce goes well with a BLT?
I recommend either the honey mustard or ranch.
Okay, I'll have ranch. Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there. What can I get started for you?
I'd like a 6-inch BLT, please.
Okay. Would you like it on multigrain or white bread?
I'd like multigrain and toasted, please.
And would you like cheddar, Swiss, or mozzarella cheese?
Oh, I'll have cheddar, please.
Great. What veggies would you like?
I'll have the works, please.
Okay. And finally, what sauce would you like?
Which sauce goes well with a BLT?
I recommend either the honey mustard or ranch.
Okay, I'll have ranch. Thank you.
So we just heard the dialogue twice between a man and a woman at Subway.
So how does the man, the employee, start the conversation?
He says, what can I get started for you?
So get and started. Those are both verbs, but they're used together here.
Right.
Like, what can I begin?
Right, exactly. And he's saying, what do you want?
Yeah. So what does she want?
She wants a 6-inch BLT.
Oh, okay, 6-inch. So inches are is an American term we use.
It's half a foot.
Half a foot. Oh, what's a foot? So 6 inches in centimeters is 15 centimeters, right?
Okay, yeah. And a 15-centimeter, what type of sandwich is a BLT?
BLT, that stands for bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
My favorite.
And they also have a BMT these days, which means bigger, meatier, tastier.
So if you like meat, that is your choice.
Yeah, they have more meat on that one, and it's bigger.
Yes. So a BLT, now you can get a BLT anywhere.
Yeah, it's a pretty common sandwich flavor.
Right. And with Subway, they have these set terms like 6-inch or BLT. But technically, if you go to any restaurant, you can get a BLT.
Yeah. But at any restaurant, you can't get 6-inch or a foot long, which is the big one.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have a choice. You get, the small one is 6-inch. The big one is foot long or 30 centimeters.
Most places except Subway will actually have a pre-made sandwich waiting for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Then what does he ask after the type of sandwich?
Yeah, before he can get started, they need to know what kind of bread you'd like. So multigrain or white bread?
So multigrain.
Yeah, so multi means many, many different kinds. And grain is like the seed or the plant used for making cereal, bread, muffins,
right,
oatmeal.
So multigrain is considered a little healthier, maybe?
Yeah, it is, because it's made from many different grains, many different seeds.
Yes. And white bread, not so healthy?
Right. White bread is really popular, especially yes. 20 years ago, but it's not really healthy.
No. My favorite bread is sourdough.
Oh, I love sourdough.
But again, it is a white,
it is a white bread,
so
yeah.
Not as healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what kind of bread does she say that she'd like?
Well, it sounds like she wants to keep it healthy, so she chooses multigrain, and she wants it toasted.
Toasted.
Which is one of our expansion words. So this is like maybe most of you have a toaster at home.
Mm-hmm. And you make toast.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you put in a toaster?
Bread.
Oh, good one, good one. Yeah, not toast. You put bread in a toaster. Yeah.
Right, and when it heats up, it becomes toast or toasted.
Yeah, and I love toasted Subways. I like the cheese to melt.
I don't like the toasted crunchy
okay.
bread.
Okay.
It hurts my mouth.
Oh. Well, then you can give it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking about cheese, they go on to talk about different types of cheese.
Yeah, there's so many. These are cheddar, Swiss, mozzarella.
Right. My favorite is Swiss.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Swiss is the one that's white and has holes,
It has
right?
holes in it.
Yeah, whenever I watched a cartoon, mice, little mouse, they like to play with the Swiss,
the Swiss cheese.
They like to eat the Swiss cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
And cheddar. Now, you have different kinds of cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
You have... Most of them are orange,
mm-hmm, yeah.
And you have American cheddar.
Oh, and then the Monterey Jack cheddar?
It's kind of, it's definitely a little different.
Oh, is it different? Okay.
It's more spicy.
Okay.
So cheddar is generally a little bit more salty than mm-hmm. Swiss cheese.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And then there's the third one, which is mozzarella. Be careful of the pronunciation of this one. It's not mozzarella.
No, it's with a T sound, mozza.
Mozzarella, yeah.
And this is like, if you eat pizza, mm-hmm. it's that white, mm-hmm. gooey, melty
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah, when you pull a slice, it's like a long string and it comes out of your mouth. Yeah.
You end up wearing it.
Yeah.
But it's nice and chewy and soft.
It's really good, yeah.
And what kind does she like?
Cheddar. She wants just the basic cheddar cheese.
Plain cheddar. So after, you know, she's got the bread.
And the basic things.
The
yeah.
basic things, the BLT. Mm-hmm. And what does she want after that?
Well, she needs to put some veggies on it.
Right. So mm-hmm. veggies, this is how we often say vegetables.
Yeah, it's a hard word to say, vegetable.
Too long.
Mm-hmm, so we make a shortcut.
Right.
Just veggies.
Veggies.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it, everyone will know exactly mm-hmm. what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm having a party, mm-hmm. I'll often have a tray of veggies and dip.
Mm-hmm. My mom always said, Connor, eat your veggies.
Yes. yeah.
So what veggies does she want?
She wants the works.
Yeah, and this is one of our expansion words. The works means there are many choices. I want all of the possible choices. I want everything.
Even the onions and the peppers and the pickles.
Yeah.
All of the
yeah.
things
and
that
personally,
she wants.
Personally, I like the works. I always get the works.
I am very basic.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the works.
Oh, okay. The more the better for me.
So this word here, the works, and mm-hmm. now we usually use this to describe ordering food.
Mm-hmm, yep.
When you have lots of choices, and I know pizza, we've mm-hmm. talked about pizza before.
Yeah.
When you want everything on your pizza, you can say, I want the works
yeah.
on my pizza.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, that sounds tasty.
Yeah. Anything with toppings is, mm-hmm. is what you would use the works for.
Yeah. So after she gets all the vegetables, all the veggies, the final
mm-hmm. layer mm-hmm. is the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So what sauce goes well with a BLT? She doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is another expansion word, goes well with. This is a very useful vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phrase. And it means what is appropriate.
What matches.
Mm-hmm. What matches,
what?
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're at a nice restaurant, mm-hmm. you can say, what wine goes well with my steak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's red wine?
Red wine.
Yeah. Or if you're getting dressed and you don't know which colors you should wear for your shirt or your pants or your shoes or your hat, you can ask somebody, what goes well with this color? Like, what goes well with blue?
Right. So I always wear black.
Because black.
Because everything goes well with black.
Yeah. And you have to be careful with orange because not everything goes well with orange.
No, yeah. No. And purple, too.
Oh, purple. Yeah. Yeah. Be careful.
Those kind of different colors. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And so what kind of sauce does he recommend?
Oh, yeah. So there's two recommendations here. He says, I recommend either the honey mustard or ranch.
So honey mustard,
yeah.
Sweet, mm-hmm, spicy honey.
Yeah.
Combo.
Mustard is like a little spicy, a little sour. Honey is sweet. So you have like a combination of flavors.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then ranch. And ranch is a creamy dressing.
Yeah. If you ever had a Caesar salad.
Yes.
The dressing. And by the way, on a salad, it's called a dressing.
And on a sandwich, it's called a sauce.
Yeah.
And also, like with pasta, we would
pasta,
say sauce.
Yeah. Sauce, tomato sauce. Yeah.
But definitely with salad, we always say dressing.
And even pizza is sauce. Pizza
is exactly.
Sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so another creamy sauce would be a Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Four cheese is my favorite.
Oh.
Blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese sauce. That sounds good. And then she decides to have the...
Ranch
sauce. I guess she likes Caesar salads.
She likes the creamy dressing.
She likes the creamy, yeah, sauce is good.
So we've ordered a 6-inch BLT. Let's listen to the whole thing one more time.
Okie doke.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. What can I get started for you?
I'd like a 6-inch BLT, please.
Okay. Would you like it on multigrain or white bread?
I'd like multigrain and toasted, please.
And would you like cheddar, Swiss, or mozzarella cheese?
Oh, I'll have cheddar, please.
Great. What veggies would you like?
I'll have the works, please.
Okay. And finally, what sauce would you like?
Which sauce goes well with a BLT?
I recommend either the honey mustard or ranch.
Okay, I'll have ranch. Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there. What can I get started for you?
I'd like a 6-inch BLT, please.
Okay. Would you like it on multigrain or white bread?
I'd like multigrain and toasted, please.
And would you like cheddar, Swiss, or mozzarella cheese?
Oh, I'll have cheddar, please.
Great. What veggies would you like?
I'll have the works, please.
Okay. And finally, what sauce would you like?
Which sauce goes well with a BLT?
I recommend either the honey mustard or ranch.
Okay, I'll have ranch. Thank you.
So today we've learned a lot of useful vocabulary, a lot of useful words that you can use at Subway. But a lot of these words you can use in any other restaurant.
Right. Mm. And speaking of Subway, the type of sandwich you get at a Subway is called a sub or a submarine sandwich.
Yeah. It used to be called a submarine sandwich because it was long.
And looked like a submarine in the ocean. Yeah. And that's where Subway got the name from, I guess.
Subway.
But I know in the U.S., they do say a submarine sandwich.
Okay.
In Canada, I think we just say a sub.
Sub or sub sandwich.
Or Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this language you can use at any restaurant or any sandwich shop.
Yeah, I would like, or I'll have, or I recommend.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And all the works and veggies and sauces.
Yeah. So what about you guys? Do you like Subway sandwiches? What kind of toppings do you like on your sandwiches?
Right. And let us know what type of bread you like, how long you like, and even how often you eat subs or
like
go to sub
every
stations.
Day.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Bye.
You find your miss the quickest way to hurry, get on, now it's coming. Listen to those waves.